Colossians chapter 2. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and as for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Yahweh, even the Messiah, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying in beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in the Messiah. As you have therefore received the Messiah, Yeshua the Master, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, and after the rudiments of the world, and not after the Messiah. For in him dwells all the fullness of the supreme being bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of the Messiah, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Yahweh, who has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he brought to life together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his stake. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in food or drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of the Messiah. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of messengers, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands have nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of Yahweh. Wherefore, if you be dead with the Messiah from the rudiments of the world, why? As though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances such as touch not and taste not and handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. End of chapter